SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
For today's journey, we look at one of our national emblems, our flag, and also our national anthem. And later in the program, we highlight the independence activities to take place on Wednesday. Welcome, and do stay with us. The sun shineth. The land is green and the people are strong and creative, is the symbolism of the colors of our national flag, black, green, and gold. As we celebrate our 53rd year of independence, remember to adhere to the guidelines and rules governing the national flag as well as the national anthem. For the national flag, it should never be allowed to touch the ground or floor. It should not be flown or used for decorative purposes on anything that is for temporary use and is likely to be discarded except on state occasions. Additionally, the flag should never be smaller than any other flag flown at the same time and should never be draped over vehicles except on military, police, or state occasions. For additional guidelines on the proper use of the Jamaican flag, visit jis.gov.jm/symbols. There are also guidelines on how the national anthem should be used at events and how persons should respond when they hear it being sung or played. Among the guidelines is that all persons should stand at attention, that is, standing upright with an assertive and correct posture. Famously, chin up, chest out, shoulders back, stomach in. Arms fixed at the side, thumb or middle finger parallel to trouser or skirt seam, eyes front and heels together. At the playing of the national anthem, men should remove their hats. Additionally, singing of the national anthem should form part of the ceremony of rising and lowering of the flag at the beginning and end of term in schools and at independence celebrations.
Come everybody, make we join the lines.
The Independence Village returns to the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center August 1 to 6 as we celebrate proud and free Jamaica 53. Join the lunch hour concert, food court, kiddies village, and the lively discussion forum every day free from noon till 5 p.m. with paid nightly entertainment. Take a selfie at the Promenade of Pride, play a game of dominoes, and so much more at the Independence Village August 1 to 6. The best of Jamaican's culture on display. It's celebration time!
Come everybody, make we join the line. Celebration again, independent time.
On Wednesday, August 5, the World Reggae Dance Finals will take place at Independence Village, Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center, starting at 8 p.m. And if you're living in Trelawney or St. Elizabeth, look out for the festival bandwagon. For Trelawney, it passes through Greenwood, Falmouth, Clarkstown, and Duncan's. For St. Elizabeth, Black River, Junction Square, Lacovia, and Santa Cruz. And in Claremont, St. Anne, the streets will come alive at 9 p.m. with the Community Street Dance. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for all the details. A key element of the Vision 2030 plan is for Jamaicans to be living in safe communities with modern and effective ways of maintaining law and order. Here's a drought alert tip from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
Avoid installing ornamental water features such as fountains unless they use recirculated water.
And for today's child health tip,
I believe the children are our future.
Children, do not smoke and do not stay around persons who smoke. Parents, ensure you don't smoke around your children or let them hang around anyone who does. Teach them the importance of a healthy body and mind and the harmful effects of smoking. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you for today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.